Welcome back to Growing Places, a podcast about all things economic development here in the Sioux Falls metro area, brought to you by the Sioux Metro Growth Alliance. All right, hello and welcome back to Growing Places from the Sioux Metro Growth Alliance. I'm your host again today, Molly Stevens, the intern here at SMGA. This past Wednesday, we hosted our annual meeting where we give out awards for Person of the Year, Business of the Year, and Community of the Year. The next few podcast episodes will be highlighting these awesome people and organizations that have been making real change in their communities. With us today is our Economic Development Champion of the Year, Chris Firk. Chris has been instrumental in a wide variety of projects in Garrettson, including most recently securing over $500,000 in funding to expand the nonprofit daycare in Garrettson. We also have the Economic Development Person for the City of Garrettson, Jessica Houston, who nominated Chris for this award. Jessica has been with the city doing economic development for about 8 months. Welcome to the podcast, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
So, Jessica, maybe do you want to start and introduce yourself, say what you do, how you got involved with the city?
Yeah. So, I've been working with the city for a little over a year. And a few months ago, during a city council meeting, they talked about me going full-time. And the mayor said, yeah, she should go full-time and she should take on economic development. And I just thought, yeah, whatever that means. And I moved on with my life. And a couple weeks later, the mayor came to me and said, have you started anything? How's economic development? What's going on? And I thought, oh no, he's serious. What does that even mean? So I emailed Jesse Fonkert and said, I was recently appointed to this. I don't know what I'm doing. Any advice? And a couple hours later, we were on a Teams meeting. And now I'm just trying to be an economic development person. Here I am.
So you just, it really just kind of fell into your lap. You were never planning on doing this. And you're a student too now, right?
I am a student, yes. I am studying psychology and human resources at South Dakota State University.
Very cool. Chris, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, Chris Firk, resident of Garrettson. I have lived there almost 46 years. We have a business in Garrettson, Steve's Electric and Plumbing, which is about 40 years old. I'm retired from Alliance Communications. I worked there for 34 years in HR, executive assistant, customer service, all kinds of hats. And I do a lot of volunteerism with nonprofits, children organizations, the school. I'm also president of Southeast South Dakota Tourism. And so I have a wide variety of interests. I love people and kids. So whatever I can do to better my community, pay forward, because isn't it pay forward day or week or something? I think
Random Act of Kindness Week.
Yes. Oh, so here we are.
Perfect.
Yes. Perfect. Yes. And we have been very blessed. Like I said, we have a business, Steve's Electric in Garrettson, for over 40 years. The Garrettson community has been very good to us and our family and our business. We raised our two children there, Jeff and Darcy. And so I just want, you know, other people to have that same opportunity, pay it forward, and just want to have other families to have the opportunity that we have had living in Garrettson.
Our Economic Development Champion Award is awarded to an individual in Minnehaha or Lincoln County who has shown support for their community development through recent or cumulative past service to economic development and community enhancement. So Jessica nominated Chris for this award. So Jessica, do you want to explain why you thought Chris fit this award well?
Yeah, I think it's kind of, why wouldn't I nominate Chris for this? She, just in Garrettson, she's brought so many businesses, started businesses, helped businesses thrive in Garrettson, and like even citizen-wise, person-to-person, Chris does things that you wouldn't believe. Like, she will help them financially, she'll get a roof over their head, whatever is needed, she will not turn a soul away. Even like the food pantry, you run that. She has all the connections you could imagine. She keeps that town running.
So, Chris, how did you get involved in all of this kind of stuff?
I guess, you know, I want to say it probably goes back to my grandmother. I have maybe somewhat of a sad childhood. My mom died when I was 9. I was the oldest of 5 children. And so I was raised or spent a lot of time with my Grandma Marie. And Grandma was a very loving, caring person, very much. She took care of all kinds of family members under her roof. She was a lady that made hundreds of quilts, you know, for local people overseas and so forth. And she was just the kindest, outgoing person, would give her shirt off her back for anyone. And so I think I got a lot of my traits from spending time with my grandmother, who, you know, helped raise us. So I think that's what came into play. Wanted to make her proud, and I'm just a natural people person, and just want to do anything I can to help, you know, someone's load be a little lighter, you know, for their journey in life. And that's, I guess, that's a God-given talent that I better use.
Yeah. Oh, I'm very sorry about your mom.
It's part of, like, who I am. I say that's, you know, that's part of how I became who I am. So you just make, I say, lemonades out of lemons.
Yes. Yes. So what sorts of organizations and projects are you involved in? What are a few of the ones that you're most proud of?
In the past, I've served on the Gerritsen School Board. I've been on the Palisade Manor Board of Directors back when that was a nonprofit in town. I've done lots of volunteering things at the school. The church that I belong to helped start the Gerritsen Food Pantry. And so that has been in existence now for over, I bet, 20 years, 20, 25 years. We started out with a little table at the Jesse James Players building with food on it, and it has, you know, grown from there. And we have our own location now on Main Street Gerritsen in a little building that the bank owns that we leased from them. So I was, like, instrumental in getting the food pantry started, and a break off from the food pantry is also the backpack program. So that's included. And I have wonderful volunteers behind me. You know, I don't want to take credit for all this stuff, because there's many volunteers and worker bees behind me. I'm just the one with a leap of faith that goes out and gets it started, and then I rein in all the volunteers. So yes, this is not just me. That's a lot of people behind me that have helped.
Yeah, absolutely. So for both of you, in projects that you've worked on, you were just talking about how important it is to have people behind you. How has the community of Gerritsen supported all of these projects and really gotten everything going?
I think what's really special about Gerritsen is that when there is something that needs to happen, people can come together and make anything happen. Like, that community can be really close-knit when it comes to that.
One thing that demonstrates that is the Gerritsen Food Pantry. You know, we could use, you know, Feed South Dakota or whatever, but we have chosen to finance our food pantry all on our own. It's all local donations. We buy all of our food from our local food center, Gerritsen Food Center. They give us a really good purchase price above cost, some, and then they deliver it to our door, which is huge. You know, Ron and Lori and Kenny at the Gerritsen Food Center are just go over the top with helping with the Gerritsen Food Pantry. So, you know, we are able to, you know, 100% finance all the food that goes out of our food pantry. So that's just example of what has taken place. And now with this new expansion of the daycare, we have to have $239,000 in matching funds. And we just sent a letter out right before Christmas asking for donations, you know, to help with this new addition to the daycare. And just by sending out a letter, we have gotten over to date $30,000.
Wow.
Just by sending out a letter.
That's unbelievable.
Yes. So that just shows you the dedication and the community support that Gerritsen has for its people. You know, every once in a while, you know, there's family situations. Like at Christmas time, we had a lady that needed a washer and dryer, and I just made a few phone calls, and we had enough, you know, finances to give this lady a brand new washer and dryer.
Wow. That is a very close-knit community.
Yes. You know, if someone is in need, they step up. And it's all about, you know, it takes a village to raise a child or build a building or whatever the case may be. Gerritsen is a village that will come together.
Yeah. So speaking of the daycare, there was just a new building put up to house the Gerritsen nonprofit daycare, which has been around for over 30 years, but recently combined to form the Blue Dragon Academy. So now this daycare is out of room, right?
Yes.
The plan is to expand the daycare, and that takes a lot of money and funding, right?
Yes.
So you guys have partnered with the Reed Fund. Do you want to talk a little bit about that and how that came to be?
Yes. You know, we moved into this brand new building June 4th of 2019. There were two nonprofit daycares in Gerritsen that merged together to make one entity, the Blue Dragon Academy. We moved into our new building on June 4th of 2019, and Jessie also worked at the daycare for quite a while, so she has some firsthand experience of daycare employment. Yeah, she might even want to address to that, but anyway, we moved into the new building on June 4th, and the two daycares had combined enrollment of 80 children. We built the new daycare for 105 children. We knew that wasn't going to be large enough, but you only can build as much as you have financing for. Just like your own personal, if you're going to build a home, you can only build as large as you've got financing for. And so fiscally, it was only, you know, good for us to take the leap of faith and build for 105 children. 2 months after we moved in, we were full.
Wow.
I didn't think it would happen that fast. And so currently we have 39 kids on the waiting list, and it just breaks my heart as an individual thinking that these young parents, we have some families that take their children to our center and then take them to a different center. We don't have room to take all the family members in our buildings, which is just, you know, a lot of hassle for a young family. And so I just felt we need to start the drawing for adding on, because when we built the original building, we built to the very west part of our lot, thinking that we would have to expand someday, not this soon. But anyway, we had started drawing up plans, and I had seen Jesse Fonkert at some function last spring or whatever, last summer. We had started the drawing, as I said, if you ever hear of any money, let me know, because we need to add on. And I was at a tourism meeting, our annual meeting, and Jesse says, Chris, there's money available for nonprofit daycares. It just became available through the feds down to the Reed Foundation, and it's first come, first serve, and you need to do it now. And so we filled out the papers immediately, and I think we got notification within like 5 weeks from the time that Jesse talked to me, got it sent in, and got okayed. It was super, super fast. And I can't thank the Reed Foundation how simple their grant was. If you do know anything about grant writing, they can be just very, very cumbersome and just a real headache, to the point that you have to hire someone, you know, like CCOG or somebody, to write it for you. But this was just very easy. I did it myself, and it happened to be the right timing, so it went through the Sioux Valley Electric Board right away, and then on to the Reed one, and ta-da, we are awarded $690,000 at 1.5% interest for 20 years, which is, like I say, divine intervention, because it's a miracle. It's just unbelievable that this came this fast.
Yeah, that's awesome. So what's the timeline for the expansion of the daycare?
Okay, we met with the contractor just this morning. I was in meetings all morning today. And we are slated to start hopefully in April, whatever, you know, the spring does with weather, whenever the frost goes out. So Clevering Construction is the one that built the original building, and he will be doing this addition also. This, the first building is 6,100 square feet, and this addition is 3,964 square feet.
Wow.
Yes. So, yeah, we will have a daycare center that is over 10,000 square feet.
That's awesome.
Yes.
How many
yes.
more? How many more kids are?
We're not quite. We're not quite sure, because the state of South Dakota, the DSS, issues the licenses, and so they will. We'll send the floor plan soon to them, and then they. Each child needs 3,500 square feet, and so they will determine, and that's play space, you know, not that doesn't include your kitchen and restrooms and all that type of thing. And so they will let us know. I'm hoping around 50, you know, The neat thing about this build, this new addition, it's one big room. It's addition to this kitchen, and then it has restrooms in it, and then it's one big room where we will be able to rent it out to the community for, say, like, you know, graduation receptions, small parties, family reunions, birthday parties. You know, I love Zumba, and so I hope we can have Zumba classes in there, you know, have a big screen and have somebody, we can watch them, you know, online, or have, you know, a fitness person come in and do exercise. Another possibility is if we had a dance instructor to come in, you know, once the center is closed, we could offer dance lessons for kids in there. And we're making it a vaulted ceiling so that we can put a little basketball hoop in there for the kids.
Very cool.
And in the wintertime, it'll be a great facility for indoor play because it'll be the after, before and after school room. So when the school kids aren't in there, it'll be available for the younger children to go in and play. Maybe some little scooters in there, and endless possibilities of what this room's going to be used for.
And you were just telling us before we started recording about how loved you are at the daycare. Can you share that with the podcast?
There was a huge surprise party for me this morning at the center. Heidi and I were meeting with the contractor this morning at 8:30, and I could hear this commotion out there, but there's always commotion there, so that really didn't surprise me. And we've been in there for a couple hours, and all of a sudden I hear these horns, and I'm thinking, what are they doing now? And anyway, they said, Chris, you need to come out here. And they had all of the children, we have a long hallway, and they had all the kids lined up on both sides of the hallway with noisemakers, and the hallway was decorated with balloons and posters and a cake and cupcakes. So I had to walk down that with all the kids, and they were giving me hugs and kisses, and it made me cry. It still makes me cry. It was such a festive event, and they had a big cake and cupcakes, and then I had to go to the school age room, and then they had made a video just since the award night on Wednesday, interviewed some of the staff and the kids, and it was extremely touching. I'm sure that video will be on the Facebook page of the daycare or something that the kids put together. But
so everybody mark February 18th in your calendar as Grandma Chris Day and go do something kind.
That's perfect. New national holiday. Yeah. Grandma Chris.
Yeah, Grandma Chris Day.
It's perfect. Yeah, that really just shows how much the community loves you and appreciates all that you do for all of Garrison, and especially for the daycare. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. And like I said, it's not me. You know, there's a whole board of directors, you know, of this daycare. And yes, it's, you know, it takes a team. And yes, they've all been very, like I said, it's a big leap of faith to build something like this, you know, as a nonprofit status, and think, well, we just have to go for it and just hope for the best.
Yeah. You've talked about a little few of your past projects. What do you see for the future, the next 5-10 years for Garrison?
I think Garrison is just on the breaking point of some really exciting things happening with the expansion of Palisades State Park, you know, doubling in size. We have just got a real opportunity out there with all that additional traffic that close to town. And I have spoken to, and I'll be anxious to work with Jesse on the industrial development. I have this other project that's in the back of my mind that I addressed to the city. Can I say anything, or you want me to do that?
Just very exciting things.
Maybe we can't say that. This is a subject to come. You know, part two or act two.
Yeah.
Part two. We'll have you guys on for episode two.
Episode two, and we can announce it.
I think my next few years are going to be devoted to trying to keep Chris in economic development, because she's been retiring for years trying to get rid of this stuff. But we need her wisdom. I need her wisdom passed down to me and Garrison. So I think really exciting things. Like Chris said, we are at such a good position right now, especially with Sioux Falls growing the way it is.
Jesse, why don't you tell them about Depot Square in town? What's going on there?
A family in town just bought a building. It used to be a bowling alley way back in the day, turned into a bar, sat empty for quite a while. This family bought it and completely redid it. Gutted it completely. It looks like a different building. They put a hair salon in it, a brand new gym, the exercise place that was in Garrison previously moved there, which was a much needed upgrade. And Annie's Coffee House is coming back to Gerritsen. You would not believe the excitement. We need that pizza, the coffee, the wine. Annie's. Mark your calendars. April. Annie's Coffee House in Gerritsen.
Yes. Annie's my best friend. And so her and I have been traveling the country looking at coffee shops and buying equipment. And so I'm so excited for Annie's to open back up. It'll be a landmark for Gerritsen. And especially, you know, I travel a lot. And the first thing I do is when I get to a location, where is the coffee shop? And so I said, you know, they will come. You build it, they will come. And people who are going to Palisades State Park will be driving to town to see Annie's Coffee Shop. And she bought a golf cart. And so I am going to help her deliver meals in town on the golf cart. So this is my next venture, is helping Annie at Annie's Coffee Shop.
No joke. Annie's has been gone for how many years has Annie's been out for?
About 6 years, I think.
6 years. 2 years ago, I got my wisdom teeth taken out, and I don't remember it at all, but all I would talk about afterwards was Annie's pizza. I was like, literally just got my wisdom teeth ripped out and wouldn't stop telling people about Annie's pizza. As ridiculous as that is.
We had a fundraising event at the center, Blue Dragon Academy, last fall, and Annie came in and she's famous for her cinnamon rolls with the cream cheese frosting that she makes by scratch. She uses, like, I think 6 bricks of cream cheese in this recipe.
It's really healthy.
They're so good. Anyway, we had those cinnamon rolls at this benefit, and she made them at the daycare. And we went through 80 rolls in, like, 20 minutes.
Wow.
And people just came, you know, just running in to get Annie's cinnamon rolls. So it'll be a big deal when Annie's doors open. She's hoping about the middle of April is what she's thinking.
Depot Square Suite 3.
Yes, Depot Square. Yes, and it has the hair salon has a little boutique in it with fun clothing. So, yeah, check out the Downtown Style, I think it is. Mm-hmm. Downtown Style, yes, for hair salon and boutique.
Very cool. We'll have to make a trip up there.
Can we do a traveling podcast?
Yes. As soon as Annie's open, traveling podcast to Annie's. We'll review the food.
Right,
it's perfect. Anything else you guys want to add? Anything else you want to talk about?
Yes, I just want to thank, you know, the Sioux Metro Growth Alliance, you know, and Jesse. And like I said, it's kind of divine intervention, I believe. But anyway, Jesse, if it wouldn't have been for him letting me know that day, you know, I don't know if this would have all transpired, you know, through the Reed Fund and so forth. So anyway, Sioux Metro Growth, I can't, you know, thank them enough. And kudos to them and the Reed Foundation and Sioux Valley Energy and East River and so forth. This has really just come together just beautifully for a wonderful project for children. And I think there's nothing better that you can spend your time or money on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that is very awesome. Congratulations on the award and best of luck with construction on the daycare.
Yes.
Very exciting. And we're looking forward to all the fun projects coming to Gerritsen and keep on seeing Gerritsen grow and progress as the whole metro grows. So
yes, and we are, you know, all our doors are open. So if you ever want to come and visit Gerritsen, visit the Learning Center, people are amazed of how nice it is. And someone at the meeting the other night, the awards event, they come up to me and they says, "We are really impressed on what your center looks like. You know, it's all brand new. It's very clean.
Every detail thought out, even down to like the drywall that they used. It has to be thicker because the kids are going to hit it with their cars."
Yes.
It was thought out down to the final detail.
Yes. So it's a very nice center. So I open our doors to other communities. If you're looking at building a center, please come and see ours. And, you know, there's some things that we wish we would have done different, just like when you're building a home or so forth. But, yeah, we'd like to give you some, our expertise and things that we've learned that you could make it even finer.
Well, thank you guys so much for being on today, and I'm looking forward to episode 2.
Yes, thank you,
yes,
Molly.
Yes.
Thanks for listening to Growing Places. Follow us on social media at Sioux Metro. Tune in next time to the next episode of Growing Places, and always leave things better than the way you found them. Thank you.